Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's a little bit of a tease, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you can't do too much, right? Like, you can't. I guess Wednesday night you could have done your Panther celebrating.
Yeah.
And you get the Thursday off there. We're going to be out at the parade, by the way. We will be stationed at Lulu's Bait Shack. So we will have the parade coverage for you as we usually do here on QAM. We did last year. We'll do it again.
Is Joe going to make a repeat performance or at least a repeat appearance?
Well, he was the MVP of last year's parade. And I will tell you, he will be back for this year's parade.
I played back some of his better cuts. Then I kind of felt bad about it afterwards because they were silly and they were fun. But then I was like, would I want someone replaying some of the things that I say at a parade after I've been out all morning and kind of living the life? But he was definitely enjoying the Panthers at one point saying, you know, it's nice to have nice things.
It is nice to have nice things. Speaking of that, by the way, I got to make my way up to Caneswear in Davie.
Yeah.
Now that I am, I'm officially a Broward person now, Dan. I got to make my way up to Caneswear, and I got to get some of this new stuff because I have a son at home who, second they started handing out those stupid hats, can I get this year's hat? So much nicer than last year's hat.
I'm not going to lie, though.
Sure.
Getting a championship T-shirt or hat, you hold on to it forever. Like, I have, and I mean, this is kind of relevant to with LSU now going to the national championship game in baseball. When they won, I think in 92,
mm-hmm.
my mom bought me a shirt. I still have that shirt to this day.
Wow.
So you might be making a long-term investment right there.
It's worth doing shirt. Hollywood. It's
I love doing. Like old vintagey shirts.
Yeah.
Like, if you could find that kind of stuff. I know they have some of those things in here in Miami. There's actually a store in this building. We're here in the Citadel building.
Ooh,
there's
yeah.
a store downstairs that has some of that vintage stuff. But I do like that stuff, man. I found some old like concert shirts from shows that I had went to and bought some of those online and such. But I do like those. Those shirts are cool, man.
Yeah. So yeah. It's a
and
good
he
keepsake.
Used to give out a ton of those things. I have a bunch of those left over from when the Big Three were here.
Ooh.
He used to save us those shirts. But yeah, man, that's the deal there. We have the NBA Finals going to wrap up tonight.
Possibly
going to wrap up tonight. I'm sorry. Did I just jump the gun? The Pacers are 6-point underdogs now. That line keeps kind of moving back and forth here between 6 and 6.5. I got to think the Thunder wax them. Now, you know what's funny? Excuse me. Again, my voice is just not hanging in there with me today. I listen to the guys driving in the morning. I really enjoy the show. And they give their picks. They give their betting picks. And then they give their record on their betting picks. And I just would never feel comfortable giving betting picks. Now, I'll give you my pick. Now, I would never advise anybody
no.
to go with what I pick.
No.
Because I don't have any other knowledge than anyone else. And I know that these people that do it for a living, whatever, they can do all the studying in the world.
Right.
But, like, who knows what's going to happen in tonight's game?
Right.
I mean, the Pacers could put together a great shooting night and force a game 7. the Thunder could blow him out of the gym. I don't know. I mean, who the hell knows, right?
And yeah,
you know, it's just very, very tough to predict these games.
And it's crazy because one time I interviewed one of the guys that helped set the lines in Vegas, and I'm like, man, how do you guys get it so, you know, right on the edge every single time? I was like, you must just watch every single game. And he's like, I haven't watched a sporting event in like 7 years. I'm a mathematician. I just look at numbers. They're just numbers guys. So yeah, they're even the guys that set the line, like they're using math. You just never know though.
Like, now sometimes you can read a line and you can kind of see like what they think or what they're trying to bait you into taking and stuff like that. But yeah, man, I don't. These games are very unpredictable. The hockey games, you know, in the final were obviously kind of unpredictable, especially when you had that 3-0 lead.
Right.
And that thing
did a good job on the futures, though.
Yeah,
picking the Panthers to win it all. That's a more steady and I guess bet I would think, because we know the Panthers and we know in the long term they're going to be okay.
So I have one bonus bet left here, Dan, and with this being potentially the final game of the year, that I would be interested in betting on. We might have to just go Thunder.
Is it six and a half on the road?
Six.
Oh, six
yeah,
on
they're
the
down
road.
To six now.
Do the deal.
I don't know, man. It just feels like the Thunder are just going to close them out tonight. I know Halliburton is hurt.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Halliburton, he had an MRI on his calf.
The problem is I like this Pacer team.
They're fun.
I really do. I like them. I think they have a really nice team. I mean, Pascal Siakam's a really good player. Miles Turner's great.
You
know, Naismith, Nemhard, those guys have played really well. TJ McConnell.
Yeah.
TJ McConnell's a fantasy basketball legend.
And a process legend, too, also.
TJ McConnell is like the guy that like you keep your eye real close on him and you pray someone gets hurt so that he gets more minutes. He's one of those guys that's always like on the fringe of being like very fantasy relevant. I think tonight's game should be a pretty good one, hopefully, between those two teams. But I do tend to see the Thunder closing this thing out.
I see it being one of those games where Indiana's going to hang around for so – well, they always do. That's their style. They're a walk-down team. As Scott Van Pelt and the guys are saying, the greatest walk-down team of all time. I was like, let's pump the brakes a little bit. Let's not get too excited. But I think they're going to try to hang in there, and then they're going to kind of be a little bit like the Edmonton Oilers the other day when they're going to just eventually just run out of gas, and they're going to give up the ghost and probably lose by like 8 or 12 points, something like that.
For someone asking, the show is the Pat Boyle Show, and I listen every morning driving in. I really do enjoy it. They asked if it's live. Yes, it is on the Infinity Sports Network. Yes, it is live. He said they know their sports, but their betting record isn't good. I heard him say, Pat, I think he was like 20 games under 500.
Yeah, that is true.
This is why I do not go down that road. We jokingly do Joe's picks on Friday during NFL season. We'll go through like the games, and he'll give us his picks. He kind of ignores the spreads and stuff. And yeah, I never feel comfortable. And someone got sued, by the way.
Yeah.
I think it was maybe not sued, but got in a lot of trouble. I think it was Reese Davis.
Yeah.
That said like something was a guarantee. And it's like, you're never allowed to say that technically, I guess. But it's like, are people really that dumb?
Yes.
Yes,
people
are. I know.
Are lawyers always willing to take that case? Yes.
But I don't know, man. If you don't look at it as a form of entertainment, then I think you're going to be very let down by the returns, because there's a reason those guitar hotels, there's another one popping up in Vegas.
In Vegas, yes.
I was staying at the Venetian. It's going right across the street where the... I think the Mirage, right? Where the Mirage
okay,
was.
You know, I'm going to Vegas later this year. I have to pick your brain on some of the places to go, because I haven't been since I was 16, and that was like 2000.
Really?
Yeah.
So you haven't been for a while.
This is going to be a totally
I love Vegas. I think it's my favorite place in the world. I really do love Vegas. We went to see a show at the Sphere.
Yeah.
You're a concert guy.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
You have to see a show at the Sphere. Even if it's the movie they have there.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, you got to see something over there. Maybe the Backstreet Boys will be there when you go.
Probably not going to happen on that one.
I wouldn't recommend it. All right, we're going to take a pause. Got a lot more to get to here. If you want to text the show, 305-567-0560. Someone to take Siakam's over, he's going to be the main dude. I tend to agree with that. But that is not my advice. That is the texter from the 305. So come after him if Siakam has a dud tonight. We'll be back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back in here on WQAM. Hope everyone is having a good Thursday. And if you have the day off today, hope you're enjoying that as well. We got basketball tonight in what could be the final relevant game. I shouldn't say relevant. That's not very fair to the Marlins. But the last major sporting event we'll have for a little while, at least here with this basketball game tonight. We'll have... There'll be golf and F1 and NASCAR and what else am I missing? Soccer.
Yeah, Club World
baseball,
Cup.
You'll have all that stuff.
This Midsummer Classic, that'll be fun. Yeah. Clayton McCullough going to be one of the coaches for the All-Star team.
Nice. So we have all that stuff going on. Dolphins training camp is right around the corner. So is Hurricanes training camp. Boy, I can't tell you. I am looking so forward to getting to Charlotte this year for the ACC media kickoff. That is going to be a lot of fun. And it's 3 days now. They dragged this thing out over 3 days.
Are you going to be there all 3 days?
I'm going to stay through Thursday because Bill Belichick is coming on Thursday. And he may tell us to kick rocks. He may not even make his way anywhere near Radio Row. But I want to be there to see it.
Yeah.
I just want to be there to see it. And I don't know if he's going to bring the girl. If he does, it'd be pretty funny.
That'd be interesting,
but we'll see. That is going to be an interesting one. The Canes are the first day, which is good. So we have Mario and some of the players on here when they kick that thing off. That's in about a month from now, actually. So that's right around the corner. And if you are looking for something to do today and you want to win some soccer tickets to see Lionel Messi play, I will be at Waxy's Irish Pub in Fort Lauderdale today at 3:00. We're going to watch the Inter Miami game. It's a FIFA Club World Cup watch party. I'll be giving away tickets every 30 minutes to see Inter Miami play in the Club World Cup at Hard Rock Stadium on June 23rd. So come to Waxy's Irish Pub, watch the game with me, win tickets, and enjoy ice-cold beer specials. For more info, you can go to WQAM.com, but that is today at Waxy's Irish Pub. That's a tough ticket, man. Those are hot tickets to go see Messi.
You got busy times, Danny. You got today. You got Waxy with the watch party.
I know. We got a parade. We do have a parade.
And you got the parade possibly on Sunday at Lulu's Bait Shack over there right off Los Olas for the parade. So no rest for the weary.
How good is that going to be for business for all those places over on Fort Lauderdale Beach? I don't know what kind of crowd they're expecting. I'm guessing, a few 100,000?
Absolutely.
We'll make their way. We'll descend on Fort Lauderdale Beach there.
They were telling me last year there were breaks in the parade because every once in a while the buses that had the players would have to stop at some of the establishments to refuel.
Ah, I understand what you're saying. I understand. Man, those guys are so fun. And
they really are.
the elbow room stuff and the whole celebration. Very, very cool stuff with this Panther team. And again, just can't congratulate them enough. on their unbelievable success. And it's the best story we got going right now in our sports town here. So
what I love about it is this could just be the very beginning, the embryonic stage of a dynasty. You might say, man, this is a great ride, but I mean, this could be the early stages of the ride, because we know they have really good contracts, very team-friendly contracts. Mm-hmm. We know a lot of free agents and guys that are on the trading block want to now come to the Florida Panthers. We know that we got a great general manager, a great coach, a great organization. So could be the beginning of something very, very, very illustrious and beautiful.
No, you're right. I mean, there's not going to be a fire sale here at the end of this thing. There's not going to be one of those, let's sell off the whole the farm here. No, they are going to reload. And, you know, I don't know who's going to come back, Dan. I don't know who they're going to be able to afford or who's going to want to play on the cheap or whatever. But I do know that this has become a very, very hot destination. And you have a general manager right now, Bill Zito, that, I don't know, apparently can't miss.
No.
Whatever he's batting 1,000, man. And it really, again, just remarkable. Everything that he has touched has turned to gold. And it's that's a rare thing, man. That is a rare thing when you're able to keep bringing guys in and it just works.
Yeah.
And you know, we're talking to Solana earlier and the Matthew Tkachuk trade, and that took big basketballs to pull that one off. And, you know, Matthew Tkachuk is one of the big stars here in this town now.
And the face of USA Hockey,
yeah,
too.
He's the face of USA Hockey. No yeah, question.
He's already
about
on
it.
The national team for the Olympics next year.
Yeah. By the way, that'll be interesting to watch. That Four Nations thing was fun. The Olympics are going to be really fun. Those guys, I mean, they kill each other in those things. I just don't want any more Panthers to get hurt.
First time since 2014, the Olympics and the NHL are back.
Yeah, and just hopefully no one gets hurt out there. Just a couple other headlines, things that are going on right now. The Lakers just got sold for $10 billion. Obviously sets a record for sports franchises. The Lakers might be, certainly make the case, the most famous sports brand in the world. And they just went for $10 billion. And Browns rookie Shedeur Sanders on the front page of ESPN, driving 101 miles an hour, 41 miles an hour over the speed limit of 60 in his Dodge truck, and got cited for that. And I don't know. It's unbelievable to me, and maybe it's just arrogance. You know, I don't know, but how do you do this? How do you get caught doing this in between mini camp and training camp when you're trying to earn your place in that league? I mean, obviously, you plummeted down the draft boards, right?
Yeah.
The guy went from being the number one pick to a guy that fell to the fifth round. Okay,
yeah.
I mean, that is a brutal. We've never seen a fall like that.
That's bad.
This is it's a historic fall, right? He was projected early on. Remember, it was Cam or Shedeur.
Who do you trust more?
And he fell further down. Like, all right, I'll be a late first rounder, and the guy just fell way down the draft.
As of a day before the draft, some people had him going like fifth or sixth.
Yeah, I mean,
overall.
And I know that people do these things, and I get it. You know, people are going to say it's not a big deal. My issue with it is you're putting everyone else on the road at risk when you're driving 100-something miles an hour. You're not driving a race car. You're not a professional driver. You're putting other people at risk, and that is selfish. And, you know, look, you're on the front page of ESPN now, and it's not for a good thing. And, you know, you're going to have to deal with that. But
another thing we haven't touched on.
We'll see if he's any good. He's an interesting one to watch.
Play well and stop speeding, you'll be fine. But
yeah, right.
We also didn't mention the Panthers did damage the Stanley Cup during their celebrations. But before the whole hockey world gets upset, and, oh, you guys don't understand hockey, you're not treating the Stanley Cup with the due respect, it's happened multiple times during the celebration multiple teams over the years.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
It got thrown in the bottom of a pool once.
Yeah, I would imagine somebody would drop it at some point.
That's the least of some of the things the Stanley Cup has seen.
All right. For our Dolphin fans out there, we are going to talk some Dolphins. Omar Kelly's going to stop by here as we get set to close things out here on QAM. Omar Kelly will join us next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.